There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, JD, Psychic Explorer, and I'm here with my incredible co-host, Dr. Pat Vasily, who's not only the host of the Dr. Pat Show, but the founder and head of the Transformation Network. And it's really a lot of fun working with her. Dr. Pat, we've been doing this now. I think we're coming up on 3 years. That's amazing. Yeah.
It is. I had a major epiphany today. I wake up, I'm still in Jersey, and I woke up this morning, and I always start my day like I do my thank yous in my brain over and over. I do like 70 of them plus. And it depends. Thank you, God. Thank you, this. Thank you, that. I just do it. And then at the end of them, it was like, OMG, you're coming up on a 20th anniversary and a 15th anniversary for Transformation Talk Radio, which is one of the channels. And I woke up this morning and I said, we have to do something special for people to enable them to join us. And I'm telling you, whenever something like that happens, it never happens organized. I'm not like, I'm a quadruple Sagittarius. So it's never going to happen like Linda. It's going to be send out an email, tell everybody what you're going to do, and then let's do it. But I love that part because there's an energy now that's calling us to be more than be. Okay, Suzanne's going to be like, what the bleep did she just say? What I mean by that is the misconception we have sometimes is that we don't have to do anything. And I'm not saying that we don't have to be, but usually when you be, you get a do that comes with the be, right? And I think part of today's show is really to really have a conversation about the web. You see, if you look at a spider's web, it's so beautifully done. Everything is orchestrated beautifully. But if you ask a person, do you know where the spider starts the web? Do you know how it starts? Do they have a process? How did they create something so beautiful and yet functional? And part of the show and part of our 3-year anniversary has been because that's been our goal from the get-go. You know, it's been, yeah, let's have some fun. Let's have a great show. Let's open up the phone lines. But boy, we better be helping some people or just hang it up.
Well, speaking of helping people, that's why we have our very special guest today, Suzanne Ross, who has dedicated her life to the ascension of humanity. And she does this in so many different ways through her media appearances, her events. And she's the author of the Up Trilogy, 3 books, Wake Up, Rise Up, and Lighten Up. And Suzanne is also the executive producer of SciSpy TV. She is the host of the annual Sedona Ascension Retreat, which I'm honored to be a presenter at in 2024. Plus, she's a speaker at events nationwide. Suzanne also guides celebrity tours and spiritual journeys into the Red Rock vortexes of Sedona, which is home to at least 7 major energy vortexes. Suzanne also offers intuitive readings and energy healings. She appears nationwide on TV and radio, including Gaia TV and amazing radio shows like Coast to Coast and one of my favorites, the Dr. Pat Show, and she is our guest today on The Psychic and the Doc. Welcome, welcome, Suzanne Ross, to The Psychic and the Doc.
Hey, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much, Pat and Mark, and I'm just so delighted to be here, and thank you, Mark, for that phenomenal introduction. I am so excited that you're going to be presenting at our 2024 Sedona Ascension Retreat, Mark. It's such a delight to meet you in person. I've read so much about you at this point, and just bless you for who you are and all you're doing to bless humanity. And of course, Dr. Pat, you've been on the air for many, many years now, and I've interviewed with you before, and just bless you for shining a light on those who are making a powerful difference like yourselves.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a lot to talk with you about today. Mark's going to start.
Yeah.
So you can tell we're a little fired up, right?
We are. And, you know, Suzanne, before we get into your work and all that, the Sedona Ascension Retreat, but you also live there. Were you born there or were you drawn to Sedona? How did you end up in Sedona, Arizona?
Sedona definitely called me here. I was living in Northern California and actually had a vision in meditation in 2014. Unbelievably, I'd been on a spiritual path for decades and just living in neighboring California had never even heard of Sedona. So she didn't introduce herself until just the right time. And after this vision of a Red Rock City, I even drew a house. My husband and I were going to go to the Grand Canyon, and I said, can we go through this place called Sedona? And so we did. And as we came into Sedona through Oak Creek Canyon, which is a beautiful way to drop into Sedona through 89A, and I saw these magnificent red rocks right away. It felt to me as if they were temples. I felt like I had entered an ancient sacred temple site. And I also felt like I'd come home. I had this experience of remembering the future. A friend of mine wrote a book called Remembering the Future, because as I walked into different stores and as I visited different vortex sites, I remembered them. I remembered being there. I remembered the landscape, or I remembered the store and the people in it. I had a sense that I was a resident, not a visitor. Lo and behold, as divine synchronicity unfolded, my husband and I lived here within a matter of months.
Wow. Remembering the future, that is amazing.
I got to tell you, I'm a girl from the Bronx, and I never can explain, and you just did it for me. I could never explain to people what, first of all, what my draw was to the specific Northwest, and I don't even try it anymore. I don't bother. But then my spiritual mentor took me on a vision quest in the high desert. And even to this day, I know there is a very esoteric experience, which we're going to talk about today with you, where we connect with the place that goes beyond that our mind can describe. It is a connection that is soul driven, contract driven. It is a connection that it's hard to describe. But when you're called, right, you better do something and go, because I don't know about you two, but if you don't go, it gets a little ugly. Right, Mark?
I agree. I agree with that. And for those of you who haven't been to Sedona, it is considered by travel agencies and people that engage in travel and exploration and adventure to be one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I would echo that sentiment. And you also will get an amazing feel there. There's at least 7 major energy vortexes, and there's several others. And an energy vortex, that's not some new agey, airy-fairy concept. It is actually proven. There's things along the Earth's surface called ley lines, L-E-Y, ley lines, and they are where electromagnetic energy naturally emanates from the Earth's surface. And when you start getting ley lines intersecting, it creates an energetic whirlpool. Well, Sedona's got seven big ones and a bunch of other little ones, and it just draws people there spiritually. And as we can see, I mean, Suzanne, you are, I believe, in the right place and at the right time. So we know now how you were drawn to Sedona. What got you interested in your spiritual path? And from what I've read about you, that predates your moving to Sedona, doesn't it?
Yes, it was actually in the winter of 1995 when I felt drawn to a mountaintop in the desert. I had been working in the corporate world back east and just felt very misaligned with my true calling, displaced. And I, as a result, was experiencing a lot of suffering. Just like Dr. Pat said, you know, when you're in a place that you're not meant to be in, when you're serving in a way that you're not meant to be serving, it can show up in many ways. And for me, I was having anxiety attacks. My hair was falling out. I had eczema all over my skin. I was working in the corporate world back east at the time. And so I felt this call to go to the desert of Southern California, where my parents had a vacation home. And when I got there, similar to the feeling of coming home that I felt in Sedona, that was the same thing for me at that time in 1995. While I was there, I was experiencing joy and excitement and enthusiasm being with my folks. But as the vacation came to an end, I was overwhelmed by this impending sense of doom, having to return to my life in hell. It's just what it felt for me like at the time. So I woke up one morning. I felt compelled to run to the mountain behind their house. I ran up the mountain. I stood at the top. I threw my arms up to the sky and said, I am miserable in the extreme and see no way out. Yeah. And in that moment, I felt a total sense of calm wash over me. I saw this brilliant white light all around me. And a voice came out of the light and it said, can't you see you've come home? You'll stay here and heal yourself and many others. And I'll never forget that moment. It changed my life dramatically. In that moment, as I looked out over the desert, I knew that I'd come home and that I would become a healer there. And over the next 2 weeks, I just felt directed by a force to do this, to do that. I went to the nearest five-star resort. I applied for a job in wellness. I was hired on the spot. They said, can you start in 2 weeks? I said, yes. And then I was walking through the parking lot. I thought, what have I done? But in the next 2 weeks, I completely rearranged my life so that I could start working there in 2 weeks. And then that led to me opening my wellness center, aligning with my true calling in the field of wellness for the body, mind, and spirit. And I've never looked back.
Yeah. I mean, I want to ask you something about this because our timing is a couple of years off, right? I mean, mine was 1997 and a very weird, I mean, this was the weird. So spirit is really like a jokester, I think sometimes, right? You know, like imagine you're working for an organizational consulting firm and your boss says, I want you to go on this vision quest with this Sedona Cahill woman. And I want you to steal all of her ideas and bring them back so we could do it in a corporation, right? Of course. But you go and it transforms you. And I want to talk about the word transformation. It transforms you. And I don't even know how to explain it because I don't think that the language we have, like, you know, the words that we've created, it just doesn't quite do it. But you leave in your books, at least I know one of them for sure, your first chapter is transformation.
It is. Thank you.
Talk about this for a minute, because I think it's one of the most important words, and I think it's one of the least understood. What has been your little journey with that word?
Yeah, and so transform, right? It translates your form literally into a less dense form that has been programmed to follow a certain path that's not your divine alignment. And when you become aligned, I truly believe that then you become a more divine expression of yourself. It's almost as if you ignite a light. It's almost as if you ignite a divine spark within you that lightens your physical form. Even in your mind, you become more enlightened as you step onto a spiritual path and start to learn spiritual wisdom and knowledge and engage in spiritual practices. And the more and more that you walk your path into the light of pure love, right, then you become more lighter and lighter. And in fact, my third book is called Lighten Up. Yeah. And that's what it's about. So I truly believe that transform is translating your form, okay, mind, body, and spirit, to be in greater divine alignment. And as you do that, the light within you gets brighter and brighter and brighter.
I think we need to go to a break. And when we come back, we need to talk some more about this because, wow,
yeah,
that's just yeah. Talk about enlightening. Wow.
Yeah. I want to say this when we come back. I want to know what dims the light. Of course, I have to walk on the dark side every once in a while. Hello. But before we do, tell us how we find out about you. How do people get your books? We're going to talk about a lot, but I want them to make sure they get back to you, Suzanne. How do people do that?
Thank you, Dr. Pat. SuzanneRossTranscendence.com.
I love it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. And I want to tell you something. We could play that song, Walk on the Wild Side, or not. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Welcome back to the Transformation Network show, The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic. I'm here with Dr. Pat, the doc. We have a really fascinating guest, Suzanne Ross, and she is a Renaissance woman who is the host of the upcoming Sedona Ascension Retreats 2024. Welcome back, Suzanne. And, you know, Dr. Pat, before we went to break, Suzanne was telling us about how to lighten up and how to find all this positivity, but you wanted to go to the other side.
I did. And the reason I want to go to the other side is because you can blame it on my astrology chart. I'm just going to say four planets in Sagittarius and four in Capricorn. So this is my Capricorn. It's probably the influence of Linda, the triple Virgo in the other room. But the reason I want to ask is because, you know, I work with a lot of people. I'm in front of a lot of people that talk about what their experience recently has been. And what my experience has been coming from a very dark past, childhood, et cetera. It doesn't take a lot of light to light up the dark. And I always have to remember that, right? I mean, have you ever been in a dark space and all you need is a match? Do you see what I'm saying? To light things up. And I would be remiss if I didn't have a conversation with you about the fact that we have energies going on that could stop us. Believe me, I've had them in front of me. I've had people, you know, I've had those voices say, you're an imposter. You're never going to create what you want to create. And yet I know that's not true, but it's part of what you teach, isn't it? Isn't it part of the journey?
Absolutely. And so much of what you just said resonates with me so profoundly. Someone recently said to me that God created the darkness as a way to antagonize the light so that the light could get brighter. And I have always said that the dark night is a great gift. And of course, the light always overcomes the darkness, but the dark night is a great gift. And I had this powerful spiritual awakening in 1995. But then in 2008, I had a dark night of the soul. And I am so incredibly grateful for it. Because that dark night allowed me to step into a light that was bigger and brighter than ever before. Because what the dark night can do is it can really put you into a place where your soul wakes up in such a dramatic way. Sometimes I'll say, like, spirit throws you down. So you hit rock bottom to really wake you up. But then you have an awakening that is more profound than ever before, because now you're truly seeking a higher way of living and being. I call it awakening from suffering. Right? So you find your place in the depth of suffering, and it compels you to seek a higher way, a better way of living and being. So you start seeking the light, and then you really wake up on your journey and pursue that light. And then you feel called to service to help others see the light. So yes.
That, you know, that's really an important point. Sorry, Dr. Pat, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mark, because I think one of the things that we're coming out of, and Mark, you can talk to this too, right? Mark and I do this show every week. I don't think there's been a week where we haven't ended the show and tears haven't come. Tears of gratitude, but tears to be of service for people that we've helped just the slightest bit. Mark, wouldn't you say that?
Yes. This is why we're doing it. And it being service to others is the greatest work of life, I think. And so what I'm gathering from what you're saying, Suzanne, is something that I also teach, is that we grow in response to adversity. Because, you know, everyone says, well, I want to be happy all the time. Well, I mean, of course, we all do. We all want to hit the Powerball, get $1 billion, have perfect health, perfect physique, loving family, everybody's healthy, world peace. And it's like, right. And let's assume for a moment that you were able to achieve or have those things bestowed on you. Would you then grow as a person? What would be your motivation to change? Everything's fine. I'm just great the way I am. Okay. But it doesn't seem that that's why we're here in this world. What's your take on that, Suzanne?
I believe that there is an Alpha and Omega plan for all spirits to descend from the infinite sea of pure light into the darkness, into the shadow, in order to know thyself through a diversity of experiences, through a multitude of lenses. So on this journey to know thyself, there's many lessons to be learned. There's different ways of experiencing thyself through light and shadow. And here we are in this 3D realm of duality, right? Where that contrast allows us to learn valuable lessons. And yes, one of those lessons are patience, compassion, empathy, understanding, right? And so the shadow allows us to practice these virtues. And so, yes, I definitely think that the shadow can be a tool for growing, for learning, for experimenting, but ultimately for ascending.
I want to ask you about the journeys and the work you do, really follow up to what Mark just said. Because, and I apologize in advance if I don't get this order correctly, but I remember reading in one of your books, you had the list of transition. I was surprised closure was the third one. You're familiar with the list. And I couldn't help think when I know about your work, I know what you do. And what I want to say to people is when you go through this list, people think this has to take 20 or 30 years. Yeah, maybe it took me a little bit longer, like a lot of years, to really get that point. But when they venture with you on the sacred ground, in ritual, in discovery, can't people, in fact, go through these phases or steps? And except for the death and dying, of course, death and dying can be metaphoric, right? But isn't that part of what you've created in order to allow people, as you would say, create and evolve?
Well, I'm just so impressed with your familiarity with my work, Dr. Pat, and thank you so much for that. It's always much appreciated in an interview.
Yeah.
Yes, and so.
I think you're awesome. I think you're awesome. And I think what you're doing is what's needed now, because people don't know what to make of themselves after the past 3 years, right? But what you're creating and the door you're opening, I want the message to be, you don't have to be like me and wait 40 years to wake up, people, right? Right, Suzanne? Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Right. So yes, in my book, Wake Up, which is a 10-day life lessons workshop, the subtitle is Awakening Through Reflection. So the idea is you have an opportunity to reflect upon all of the experiences that you've had in your life, the transformational ones. And in these experiences, to reflect upon the causes, what caused this, and what were the effects on yourself and others. And when you do that throughout this journey, the life lessons you came here to learn become crystal clear. Then you can apply those life lessons to your life today by creating meaningful experiences that incorporate those life lessons so that you can consciously evolve toward more enlightened ones. So it is a path of intentionally creating and consciously evolving. But I do have these 10 different categories of what we all go through over the course of our lifetime. I share in an autobiographical way my journey just as a reference point for others to reflect upon theirs. And then, of course, there's journaling and meditations. But yes, this idea, you go through this transformational moment, like my moment on the mountaintop, like your moment, Dr. Pat. And then there's a transition between the old way of being and the new way of being. And closure represents that there can be a bit of a mourning period over the loss of your old identity as you step into a new identity, right? And then it does go on. Yes, there's a time of harmony, but then there's going to be another time of suffering and death and dying. I like how you said it was metaphorical, but also, you know, we experience the death and dying of our loved ones, you know, and what is the best way to move through that with them and for ourselves? So yes, this is the journey through Wake Up. It's very much an interactive journey that's meant to be a journey of self-discovery for the reader.
But could there also be, and I'm saying this not to be facetious or funny, but when I made the transition from practicing law full-time to being a full-time medium, there was no period of mourning. There was a period of, yeah. And the thing is, I think the period of mourning was going on with me leading up to leaving the practice of law. Because, I mean, I was very good at what I did, but I realized I can't be here anymore. And you know, what's fascinating, I know Dr. Pat, when a wrong phone call, which wasn't a wrong phone call, it was a synchronicity, led her to getting her first radio show. You had your experience on a mountaintop. Mine, it's a long story, but I had another, you know, I never have subtle spiritual experiences. It's more like a fire hose of right to the face. But not everybody has the really drastic experiences, do they, Suzanne? Can they come in a much more subtle way? And what should people look for when that happens?
Yeah.
Thank you for that, because I do let people know that when I speak on stage and share, it doesn't have to be this profound, you know, experience on a mountaintop. And if you haven't had that, it doesn't mean that you're not progressing on your journey. That it can happen in more subtle ways. And mostly it does with nudges that you are not aligned with your true calling, with a feeling of not belonging where you're at or not aligned with what you're doing, because you're not experiencing joy. You're not having the gratification or the fulfillment any longer, or if you ever did, from what you're engaging in. And you get this sense that there's something else out there for you that would bring you that joy, that alignment, that fulfillment. And you have also an inner knowing about what that is. And one of the things I do in sessions with people is I help them to discover that. And it really starts with a simple question. What are you truly passionate about?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to take a very, very short break, but I want to go to that next place that Mark alluded to that he was able to move to rather quickly. I want to talk about Rise Up. And, you know, the reason that this is on my mind is because I can think for a moment of these places and points in time, and I can feel the energy of what Rise Up means. I also feel the energy of rising up and have that inner voice tell you, not you, Pat. Are you kidding? If they find out about you, oh my God, get back in your hole, girl. Get back in there. Just get back in there with the groundhog. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, rise up. Is it your birthright? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a 4-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. We have our very special guest, Suzanne Ross, who is the founder and the head of the Sedona Ascension Retreats. And before we talk about that, you're also the head of Sci-Spy TV. All right, with a name like that, you've got my curiosity piqued. Tell us about Sci-Spy TV.
Well, Mark, I think you'll really love it because it feels to me like you're attuned to this as well. It's the merging of science and spirituality, because both have been a very important part of my journey. I want to know the science behind everything. And then we come to discover that quantum physics, for instance, is very much aligned with the spiritual revelations that, you know, ancient civilizations, which many traditions have been talking about for millennia, this idea of parallel realities and multidimensionality and a source, you know, of this space-time hologram and we as holographic fractals. So all of that really intrigues me. And that's how I came up with the genre, Sci-Spy. And it's SCISPI.TV. And so that is focused on, you know, interviews or shows with physicists as well as with those in the spiritual community.
Fantastic. And now you have coming up in 2024, the Sedona Ascension Retreat. Tell us when it is, where it is, and what people will get from it by going to it.
Well, thank you for asking that, Mark, and I'm so delighted you'll be part of it. Yes, and so this is our 9th year, and so this is our 17th event. When I moved here in 2015 in the summer, I had my very first event in the fall of 2015 and have been having 2 events every year ever since on the spring and fall equinox. My spring equinox event is a large conference, and now it's being held at the Sedona Performing Arts Center, which is Sedona's most premier event venue. It seats 750 and we plan to sell out, but it's a gorgeous theater with theater style seating and a huge stage. I feel compelled, Mark and Dr. Pat, to have gatherings of like-minded souls, those who are seeking and those who are teaching. And the idea is that it progresses us all on our individual journeys, but there's also a collective sense of being together to raise the love light frequency, and not just for the group, but to pour our love and light into those ley lines you were talking about earlier, which is the spherical collective consciousness grid of the planet. And I believe that as we collectively pray together as a large group, we pray for peace on earth, we pray for a higher way of living and being where once and for all, humanity is in love with one another. And so that's what we'll do at this event. We'll have these powerful mass meditations, but also each of the presenters present from a different perspective what ascension means. And what it really comes down to is ascension is an ascension of consciousness, a higher level of consciousness. And so I love what you're presenting about, Mark. Maybe you can share with the audience, we offer outdoor journeys, indoor workshops, as well as a lot of vending. And then on the main stage, presentations and performances. And Mark will be giving a presentation situated right between the extraterrestrial and ultra celestial days.
I'll be talking about the science of spirit contact and interdimensional communication. And I realize that that sounds kind of wordy, but it's in line with what you're doing with the Sedona Ascension Retreats and Sci-Spy TV. It's what Dr. Pat and I discuss every week, is that none of this is hocus pocus. All right, there is a logical explanation for everything. And we finally gotten to the point in the 21st century where quantum physics is beginning to explain spiritual phenomena. Before we went on the air, Dr. Pat and I were talking, and Dr. Pat, you were discussing there's this new drug that's being put out. Yeah. It's a nasal spray for depression, and you were talking about
what they call untreatable.
Untreatable
which
depression.
Which is not really even true.
Right. And you were talking about as science begins to understand the human brain more. See, because people say, oh, you're depressed, there's nothing you can do about it. But as a psychologist and as a science-based psychologist, you don't believe that's true, do you?
I don't believe it's true because I am a lot like Suzanne. I mean, even when you look at anything I've studied, and of course, I wish I would have studied something more positive, but I studied broken promises. Even when you study those things, underneath it is an intersection of that which you can explain and that which you have to believe. And, you know, when I take a look at that, I can't help but think about what the journey is like. And this is what I want to ask you both. Maybe if we could understand that sometimes the journey to rise up, to wake up, to lighten up, it may come with a couple of strange bedfellows. One of them is called doubt. Now, I want to talk about that one because it's in everything you've ever read from just about any spiritual person. Whether you're studying the 99 million deities in my friend's spiritual practice or you're looking at Christianity, it comes up. But we don't understand it enough to know that it may come up to help us expand, to help us grow, to help us believe. And I want to talk with you about that, Suzanne, because I don't know what the folks experience when they go out with you and they go on retreats, but I'm telling you, the retreat that I went out for 10 days in the desert, boy, that was smack up in my face.
Yeah,
help us with rising up with kicking doubt in the butt.
I love that. Yes, no doubt that we go through phases where we shake our fists at the heavens. Why?
Oh my God, you were in my closet this morning.
Absolutely. But then we just need to keep our faith in the divine plan. I just came from a conference. I just flew back in yesterday. I was at a conference in Las Vegas, of all places, but it was a spiritual conference called Stairway to the Stars. Mm-hmm. And I gave a presentation for 90 minutes. And then I sat on a panel called an Ascension panel. And interestingly enough, a major focus was keep your faith in the divine plan. God is in everyone and everything and every atom and every cell of our being. And so we really need to keep that faith and know that with a higher perspective, we can see the greater meaning and deeper purpose behind everything that's unfolding, not just in our lives, but in the lives of everyone that we share this planet called home with. Mm-hmm. And so I inspire people to try to rise up and take that higher perspective on the bigger picture, of what's unfolding and why, knowing that God is in everything and everyone all the time.
Yeah, there's a saying in the 12-step programs, which is part of my journey. God is either everything or God is nothing. God either is or God isn't. What will you choose? I mean, and if you can remember that and what you have just said, there's a new energy that emerges from that, isn't there? Right? I love the word energy, you know, because I don't have another word for it, but there's something that emerges from within us that wasn't there before, or at least we thought wasn't there before. And all of a sudden, we're able to do things we didn't think we could do. We're able to take that next step, which we didn't think we could take, right? We're able to rise up to an occasion to support a friend, which we didn't think we could do. I know we've got a few minutes left, but both of you have written books and have used the word knowing.
Yes.
Like a knowing. You're going to have to come back to give us a longer version of that. But that idea of knowing and the feeling of knowing and what that means, I can't even describe it because it is physical and it's not. Do you see what I'm trying to say here?
Oh, absolutely. The knowing, intelligence, information is all conveyed by energy. And what Suzanne is explaining, and I think one of the facets of the Sedona Ascension Retreat, certainly part of my discussion, is that we're all energetically interconnected and therefore capable of receiving these vibrations, this energy, this knowing. And the problem, because people say, well, I can't do it. It's like, well, that's why you can't do it, because you're blocking it. Everybody can be tuned in. That's my belief. What do you think, Suzanne?
Definitely. We are all sharing one mind. We are all an aspect of the one great self, and we are all interconnected in the neural network of the one great mind. So absolutely. And that's the good news. The good news is that we're all interconnected. And so it doesn't take but a small percentage of those who are stepping into the light, serving in the light of love, engaging in spiritual practices to spread that love and light throughout the field because of that interconnectivity. And not just with planetary. I believe that we have brothers and sisters in the greater cosmos, the hierarchies of light, who are supporting us at this time as well, and pouring supercharged rays of encoded light onto our planet at this time in the form of solar flares and what have you, that is raising our love light frequency and also encoding us with codes of creation to ignite our dormant DNA. And, you know, I won't get into that, but, you know, I do believe we're getting assistance from not just Mother, Father, God, Goddess, the Archangels, and Ascended Masters, but also, you know, those on the planet who are also intentionally transmitting their love and light.
Fantastic. Wow.
I can't believe the hour has gone by. You will have to come back because we have to finish that conversation right there. Thank you so much. Again, how do people find out about you? How do they find out how they can participate in what you're doing?
So my personal website is SuzanneRossTranscendence.com and the network SciSpy.tv. But please join us in Sedona for our Sedona Ascension Retreat, March 8th through 10th, 2024. Please visit SedonaAscensionRetreats.com. We'd love to see you here in the vortex of Sedona.
Thank you. Mark, last word goes to you.
We are all interconnected by the light from the cosmic to the subatomic. And if you come to the Sedona Ascension Retreat 2024, you'll find out how. I want to thank everybody, wish everyone a beautiful holiday. God bless, namaste, and have a great Thanksgiving Day.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.